Good morning, MGTOW men. Not squinting at the computer screen. The angels are singing to me, as they should. I mean, what do you fucking, hire them for? You can't say that. Yes, I can. If you're going to get enemies, get good enemies. Don't get fucked ones, you know? Get good friends, or at least people on friendly terms. Don't get fucking people go, oh, yeah, and never fucking turn up and never commit. Never follow through, Oh, yeah, sometimes some people have some valid reasons for some things, but, and not everybody can drop everything at once and come running, so, they need some sort of, bit of sort of flexibility, I guess, And, I've got, the normal phone, Google, security settings. And I said, oh, fuck this, So I put a screen lock on it in case I ever fucking dropped it. And some other fucking bastard decided to, use it and, or try to. And, So when I tried to sort of get back into the phone, the screen lock had sort of, I think it was a corrupted password and whatever and that, so that basically left me stranded and without a phone, And might just turn this LED light down a little bit. It's fucking... Yes. Bit of editing there. I got locked out of my phone, and that meant locked out of phone calls, locked out of the fucking internet, locked out of fucking everything. So I needed a way to get back online pronto, because I had all the shit to do, and, so I bought a second phone. You just got to buy one. Don't fuck around, Not now, Oh, my God, we can save $20 and it'll take 2 weeks to get here. Well, we don't have 2 weeks and saving $20 isn't worth it, And, got a new phone, and that's sort of prudent under the circumstances that things are going to, when you live in country areas, you sort of need backups, because if in case plan A falls through, you got plan B to rely upon, and telecommunications in this day and age is sort of essential, because people don't use, there's no fuck TV, it's all bullshit, and you need phones, you need emails, you need the internet, to look shit up and find things out, And what's happened is, so I got the second phone, and that's good. But, I've got to get a SIM card for it. But one of the things is I tend to have a fucking real talent for doing off-the-wall sort of scientific sort of shit, and it's just like, whoa, really, faster than light drives, piece of piss, I'll knock one out this weekend, But things like devices and internet or interconnectivity, like via Bluetooth, so you can transfer files off one phone to another phone via Bluetooth, and or to a laptop or something, that just drives me fucking insane. You know, some of the network settings and all sorts of shit like that. I can pull coding out of my ass and just do stuff, you know. But when it comes to the Bluetooth sort of stuff, it's like, fuck, this just doesn't work, you know. And settings and combinations of settings and all sorts of shit, and it's just a nightmare. But the other day, a couple of days ago, I got the phone that I use for tethering to the computer, to the internet sort of thing. I got that phone to work as a Wi-Fi hotspot, and I got the phone without the SIM card to work as a Wi-Fi unit connected to the other phone, and I was able to get this phone to check if there are updates to the operating system via the Wi-Fi thing while it was hooked up to the other phone, which was hooked up to the fucking internet. And I thought, God, you know, fuck, you got no idea how hard I've tried with so many ways, means, makes, models, methods, all this shit for like 10 or 15 years, you know, where I'd be at it like for 4 or 5 days at a time and just going insane and really trying time after time after time after time, and it just not fucking working, you know. And Bluetooth type stuff, and this worked. I got it done, you know. And one of the things I find about when you do this is with enemies, sort of stuff, sort of, well, you know, the when you get people fucking with you, you got to deal with stuff then and there, you know. And what I find is in certain people in certain professions, when they get shit to do, they get stuck straight into it then and there. They get, you know, pen to paper or pencil to paper, and they start fucking hammering away at it. And they don't go, if it's like, you know, if it's a 6 week project, they don't start 10 minutes before knock off time, you know. And so I've had to really change. And yeah, I got some cunts, you know, just being fucking assholes, retarded, nasty, small town cunts, you know, and I just fucking bang. And I've cleaned them up through a professional association and through the business that they're a part of, you know, because you can't be doing the things they're doing either ethically as a professional or as part of a business sort of network. If someone owns the fucking business and they've got employees in there who are acting like absolute cunts who are doing illegal things, you know, nasty things, well, you got to hammer them, you know, fucking bang straight into them. And so I did. And many, many moons ago, I made a video on a particular supermarket that was staffed, that was managed by absolute cunts, you know. And it's one of these places that you just don't go to because, A, their food prices are like, you know, you can travel 60 miles to the sort of, say, to a reach from there to a regional city, and or 100 Ks, you know. And the regional city prices tend to be sort of 2 to 4 times cheaper than what they charge, you know. That's for most things, you know. And you know, so if you walk in, say, to say a regional city sort of supermarket, you might spend, say, $300 on food, And there's certain things where there's not a lot of room to move on, you know, like meat, some meat and stuff, you know. But, well, meats tend to be fairly expensive anyway, but like, you know, if you, say, get all the other groceries, all the other items, you know, like, say, flatbread is worth, say, $1.50 a packet of five flat round bread things. You know, but if you go to this store, it's like $5.50, you know. Say from $1.50 or $1.80 maybe, $1.50 we'll say, because price rises are starting to fucking go right up sort of thing, so I don't know what the exact sort of current sort of price is, but like, yeah, say you charge $1.50 at one place and $5.50 at the other place, and you start to sort of look at all those sort of fucking markups, you know, the you know, product for product, you know, not never mind the wrapping on it, but basically the equivalent, you know. And, yeah, so you spend, say, you know, say if you spend, say, $500 in groceries at the other, at the regional city, you know, you might spend, say, $2,000 at the other fucking place, but at this shitty fucking supermarket, you know. And the thing is, it's only 100 k's away, so, from the regional city, but it doesn't cost 100. It doesn't, you know, if you get, say, a truck full of groceries, it doesn't cost, say, $1,000 to get it from, say, a city to a regional city, and then, you know, that truck full of groceries or whatever, you know, refrigerated groceries or fuck whatever, you know what I mean? All on pallets and shit. It it doesn't cost, you know, another fucking $5,000 to get it 100 k's further up the fucking road, you know? It's bullshit. You know? So, yeah, these regional fucking supermarkets, sometimes they just ask far too much for their products, you know, in this particular cuntish fucking place. They got really nasty. You know, I was just sort of asking for some help and stuff, and they just got really fucking this nasty little fat bloody fruitcake, you know, with white hair, with, you know, snow cone kind of hair job, you know, you know, with confetti on it, you know, kind of looks, you know, all the little colours through it and shit. And she just, I thought, this chick's a fucking psycho, you know, and she was. And anyway, so the managers all teamed up with her. They ganged up on me and were screaming their fucking heads off at me and all this sort of stuff, totally uncalled for. And anyway, a couple of months later in the mail, they said, oh, if you come back here, we'll charge you with trespass, you know. And it's kind of like their supermarket. These people are so fucking insane. You know, that's the sort of supermarket that's the biggest sort of shithole in terms of pricing for a lot of things, you know. And, you know, that was the sort of place where, you know, you only sort of go there if you absolutely had to, and then you only shop for the cheapest stuff, which is the frozen green beans and a few other bits and pieces, because everything else is just, you know, 3 to 4 times the going rate of fucking other places, you know? And, yeah, so, you know, I'd you know, the last few 4 or 5 years or something, I've only gone in there like once a year or some shit, you know what I mean? And I don't give a fuck for the place. I don't give a fuck about the management. They're all cunts. They're all psycho fucking small town, just crazies, you know. And, yeah, so they fucking shoved it up me, or they thought they shoved it up me big time by saying, you can't, if you come back here, we're going to fucking have you charged with trespass. You know, it's like I wouldn't have fucking gone back there anyway, you know. it's the place you avoid, you know. And so I just dropped a message on them saying, you know, oh, you needn't worry about, you know, serving me a trespass notice, because I really don't, you know, that it's, I said, you know, your prices are so goddamn high, you're like the place of last resort, you know. And I said, you know, it was all the other bloody people in the town where your supermarket is that were calling you thieves behind your back, you know, because your prices are so high, you know. And and they were the ones that said, go to the regional city and shop there, and do a big monthly shop at the regional city, and you can get fucking, you know, you're paying what, like 1/4 of what you're paying at this place, you know. And and I said, you know, I said, look, I would, if you turned up, if you had a closing, you know, closing down, clearing out sort of sale, 50% off, I wouldn't go there, because it's still going to be twice the price of every fucking other place, you know. So, you know, you needn't worry about me turning up with, whether there was a fucking, you know, what's it called? Whether there's a trespass notice taken out against me or not, I wouldn't have fucking gone there if they had have had a closing down sale with 50% off, you know, fucking clearing sale, auctioneer, you know, that sort of, I wouldn't have gone there, you know. And these spastic, nasty cunts who just can't fucking help themselves, and they're so crazy, you know. I dropped it back on them. Just they've publicly fucking had a go at me, screaming and yelling and fucking, you know. And I publicly dropped one on them, saying, you know, you fucking thieves and cheats, you know. Fuck off, you know. So that's pretty good. So, yeah. And had a bit of a win, you know. So I've had a number of wins, and I've been getting a lot of assistance with a few issues, you know. And so tomorrow I've got to get up. I've got to make a few calls. I've got to check a few things. And that will determine, you know, what I have to do and where I have to go and all that sort of shit, you know. So, you know. Because what is it? There's a bit to think about, you know. So anyway, I can make very sort of basic low resolution videos on this second phone. And I won't sit here and say, oh, it's not very good. I just can say, well, it's good enough, you know. It's all right. You don't need to see how beautiful I really am, you know. So a basic phone's okay, you know. And, a basic phone with a basic camera. So, but I've got to do a few things. And I've got distances to travel and things to get and all this other sort of shit before other things get done. So, yeah, so, good enemies and good helpful people are good for me, because they teach me how to do life better, like get on with the stuff you need to get on with, rather than going, oh, I'll do it later, I'll do it later, I'll do it later, I'll do it later, and find out I'm running out of time and I'm totally overwhelmed with everything I have to fucking get done, you know. So yeah, it's good influences, get them. Thank you.